44 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's a beautiful fall day, James.
It's a little crispy, but yeah, it's pretty nice.
James, you're so even keel all the time, you know. James never gets overly excited. He never gets overly down. He never gets...
Not just, for the weather.
He always stays just even keel.
Yeah, no, the weather, I'm pretty we're even. Probably going to see this tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to see it all week, my friend.
There you go. That's why I'm saying even keel.
Yep, even keel across the board. Shadow Stevens, air personality, actor, 78 today. Singer Lulu is 76 today. Comedian Dennis Miller is 71. Singer Adam Ant is 70. Wow. Sports commentator Phil Simms is 69. Is Phil still doing some stuff?
He does studio stuff more than anything, I think. He used to be color commentator, but he doesn't do it anymore.
No, he doesn't do that. He wasn't very good at that. Sorry to say, Phil.
He's better studio analyst.
Better studio.
He's better studio guy.
Yeah. Actor Dolph Lundgren, you remember the Rocky series, 67 today. 1911, James, Chevrolet officially entered the automobile market in competition with Ford. 1913, the U.S. introduced an income tax on this day. 2003, a German man who survived 5 days in the Alps in freezing temperatures by eating snow was fired because he missed work. He received written notification of his dismissal while doctors at the hospital were deciding whether to amputate his toes. Yeah, nice.
What a nice way to receive that.
Yeah, how about that one? Job action day today, whatever that means. Job action.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, whatever that means.
Whatever that means. Smart home day. Yeah, more and more smart homes.
Yeah.
You have a smart home?
No. No, not in that sense.
Okay,
no.
All right. World Jellyfish Day. Jellyfish are cool.
Yeah, jellyfish are cool.
Just don't get bit by the wrong ones.
Don't get stung.
Yeah, I know, right?
Don't get stung by any of them.
Yeah.
None of them are fun to be stung by.
No. Give someone a dollar day.
Sure.
See, if you do that, then they're going to look at you and go, what's up? And you're going to say, just because... It's Give Someone a Dollar Day, I heard on the morning show.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you should be, because you'd be giving a dollar to somebody else. So give a dollar today. Speaking of dollars, there's a lot of dollars if you want to go to America's costliest college, James. Vassar.
That's America's costliest college?
Yeah.
That is not the pick I would have had.
$73,000 per year.
Wow.
Wow. Does that include valet parking or something? Jeez.
Yeah. No kidding.
James, I know you down an energy drink probably daily. Am I correct in that?
About one daily? Yep.
About daily? Okay. I don't do it very often. Once in a while. One energy dangerous to your health. Researchers found spikes both your blood pressure and stress hormone, which can lead to a cardiovascular risk. Just saying.
I'll keep that in mind while I'm downing one right now.
I know you are. I know people that down two and three
a day. Yeah, I can't do more than one.
Wow. Okay.
If I do more than one, I'm nervous about what I'm doing.
NASA says the Milky Way galaxy, James.
I think it
has at least 300 million habitable planets. That's just hard to put your mind around, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll believe it when I see it. How about that?
Okay.
I've heard that forever.
Well, guess
how many we found that have been habitable?
Yeah, no.
Big fat zero.
Hey, tonight, Powerball has grown. Mm-hmm. We've been forgetting about Powerball. You know, we're talking about Powerball. Now it's 419. No winner. Mega Millions over the weekend. Now it's at 800 million. So go buy a ticket. You haven't done so.
Still, no winners.
Yeah. Speaking of money, U.S. is experiencing a penny shortage.
We halted
production of the coin earlier this year. It's affected merchants nationwide who are unable to provide exact change. Banks are now rationing their limited supply of pennies. Actually, offering customers say, "Can you trade your pennies in?" Because everybody keeps, you know, a lot of people keep coin jars and stuff. They need pennies. There was no transition plan. They just said we're going to stop doing it.
course.
No transition plan. Come on, have a transition plan. All right. No politics on the show, James.
No, I
didn't say you were. I'm just saying. We stay away from it. We get it, 23 3/4 hours of the year of the day. So archaeologists have unearthed a missing statue head of a Greek goddess.
Cool.
I know, right?
Where? Who was it?
Ancient Greek city, which housed a church, mentioned in the Bible.
Okay.
About 2,100 years old. According to Popular Mechanics, an article. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting magazine to have an article like that. The statue head belongs to a goddess, Hygieia, who's revered as the goddess of health and cleanliness. Mm-hmm. About 2,100 years old.
Cool.
Just a little. Few years on it. Bronze Age weapons were found in Scotland, a significant prehistoric discovery. The artifacts will be featured in Scotland's first warriors exhibition at a national museum in Scotland in Edinburgh in June. The hoard includes a rare spearhead intricately decorated with gold.
Wow.
One of only two from Scotland. It was found alongside a bronze sword still in its wooden scabbard.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Wow. Worth going to see. Cool stuff. Okay, Romanian served community service for running naked around her apartment block, singing at the top of her voice to annoy her husband. Neighbors called police, said they weren't bothered by her nudity, but they were bothered by her singing.
Okay.
And then...
Interesting.
I know. Then a man
you must be a really bad singer if that's right. The case.
A man in China didn't like his 26-year-old son's choice as a girlfriend, so he hatched a plan to shame his son into breaking up with her. He ran naked through his girlfriend's neighborhood. Then, a German woman was stopped for a routine traffic violation. She bared herself, sped away. Police finally caught her. What's with people when things like that happen?
Around naked?
They get stopped by the police. And feel the urge to take their clothes off?
They just want to be free.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
That's what I'll call it.
Is that what you'll call it?
They just want to be free.
That's a great analogy. I never thought about it. They just want to be free. I'm going to jail. I just want to be free.
I want to be free about it.
I just want to be free.
You can't keep me tied down with these mortal cloth.
If I get stopped by the cops, that's the last thing I'm thinking of. I want to be free, but not to the point where I really urge to take my clothes off. Wow. I always wonder that. Okay. A study found grocery shopping can reduce stress, James.
It can reduce stress?
Yes.
Okay.
So go grocery shopping. And if you're a nurse, you walk about 5 miles a day. Wow.
I believe that.
Yeah, I do too. This one astounds me. What's the percentage of plant life found in the ocean compared to the whole Earth, compared to on land and in the ocean? What is a percent of plant life found in the ocean? What do you think it would be?
I'm going to say 72%.
85% of plant life is found in the ocean. Wow.
Kind of makes sense. I mean, we all kind of came from there, right?
That's amazing.
At some point, the plants, like the...
water.
Like the animals that were living in the water at the time, are like, hey, how about we hop on that land stuff and see what that's all about?
Do you have your baseball glove from when you were a kid?
Yeah, I do, actually.
See? You're it, man. You're one of 66% of men keep their baseball glove from the childhood.
I guess it depends on how early... Like, I don't have the one that when I was, like, 8... But, like, when I was a teenager playing, I still have that one.
All right. Close enough.
Yeah.
You're part of the 66%. A lobster's blood is colorless.
I knew that.
Except when it's exposed to oxygen.
Yeah. And it's blue.
And it turns blue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's pretty cool.
Your brother has quite the experience probably in all that, too.
Yeah, true. Good point.
He probably knows all about that.
Yeah.
Since he fishes off. Where does
he mainly
does
he? He mainly does crab, though.
Crab. Oh, he does crab. Yeah. But doesn't he fish for lobster, too?
Probably.
Probably.
I mean,
okay.
There. I don't think there's been anything that he hasn't fished for.
Yeah, probably not.
In that business.
Okay. Recent survey found that women should stop wearing high heels at age 51.
I actually, if I were a woman, I would never wear high heels. They seem like the most uncomfortable thing on planet Earth.
I'd say if you're 65 or 75 and you got them, wear them.
I mean, do what you want. Unless
exactly,
hurts,
James.
Know? I just wouldn't want to do it because it hurt. It looks like it hurts. I don't know.
Now, I have seen women in the past where they're kind of, you can tell they're kind of unstable.
Right.
So you know that you probably don't wear these very often, do you?
I got plenty of that.
I cannot
too.
Believe some of those heels that you can even stand.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
I'd be on the ground all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wear a tie and I look out of place, so I get it.
Oh, you don't, James.
No, when I'm wearing a tie, I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, what am I? Why am I wearing this?
Come on, James.
I'm sweating already, and I have this thing wrapped around my
neck.
Look,
I've seen you in a tie once, maybe twice.
If that's the case, that would surprise me because I've probably worn a tie maybe five times.
Okay,
think of.
Well, you'd look good in one, man. Come on.
No, we're past it now.
All right. Boaters on a tour in Queensland, Australia. Thrilling encounter. Massive sea snake.
Cool.
The captain shared some video footage. The company stated it was the biggest sea snake they've ever seen. They have no idea how large, because it was obviously in the water. But it came up stretching its head skyward from a treetop, and it was like way up there.
Cool.
You know, if you're a captain of a ship, you're out on the sea all the time, the ocean, you've probably seen a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you said, that is by far one of the largest sea snakes I've ever seen. How big do you think it is?
So you're seeing 85% of the plant life that came out of there.
Yeah, right?
So who knows what else is in there?
Hey, researchers say companionship isn't a behavior exclusive to humans, James. Elephants and birds and fish. Fish are capable of reciprocal cooperation. In a study, scientists found that rabbit fish pairs exhibited cooperative feeding behavior. The researchers found that the rabbit fish pairs coordinate their activity, providing safety for their foraging partner. In other words, while their partner's foraging, they stand guard.
Hmm.
They're like turned around like Secret Service. Yeah. We're protecting them.
How about that? I didn't know that.
How about that? See, we're learning all kinds of cool stuff today, aren't we? Employees are less likely to make mistakes at work if music is available. We got plenty of that.
I believe that.
We got plenty of music available, right?
Yeah.
How many keys?
Kind of what we do.
How many keys do you have in your keychain right now?
My keychain?
Yeah, keychain.
I think four.
Wow, you're close. The average American, five.
Okay.
I have to think about that. I have to look. Wow.
Yeah, mine's just four.
We're going home in the dark now, James. We got to be careful.
Yeah, we fell back. I caught me off guard a little bit.
Did you?
Yesterday, yeah.
How's that?
Well, it was 9 o'clock, and I was like, man, it feels way later than this.
I know. Last night is when it really hit me, about 4 or 5 o'clock. I was like, man, it feels like forever. Mm. It's 5 o'clock. Right? It
feels way later than this.
What's the number one thing in our homes people say we have too many of?
Ooh.
Interesting.
Too many of. Cotton swabs.
Hangers.
That's a good pick, too.
That is a good pick.
Yeah. I believe right. that.
Do you fall asleep right away when you go to bed?
Hangers are easy, though.
Oh.
Sorry. Hangers are, like, you just get them, and then you'll end up reusing them eventually, right?
Right.
Anyways. No. I'm not an immediate fall swapper.
How long does it take
fall sleeper. I'd say, like, 15 minutes, usually.
15? Yeah. All right. Average person falls asleep in 7 minutes.
That's quick.
I'm there.
I guess it just depends. Sometimes it takes way longer.
It's falling asleep isn't the problem. It's like waking up 2.5, 3 hours later.
Yeah, true. And I fall into that issue as well.
And then another 15 minutes later, and 15 minutes after that, and 15 minutes after that. Yes. All right. How many red blood cells does your body create and kill in 1 second?
Ooh. 127.
Your body creates and kills 17 million red blood cells.
Wow.
Per second. The old body.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Some would say it's a perfect engine.
James, how many pounds of shrimp are you going to consume this year?
Me personally, zero.
All right. 5.5 is the average.
There you go.
Unless you're James.
I'm below average.
You are below average, but above in many other great things.
Below
okay?
average on the shrimp consumption.
Okay. All right. We have Fox News on the way next. And James has Swap Shop in the 8 o'clock hour. Public Pulse with Floyd Whiting. We'll have The Hub on Smith and artist Ashley Cooper. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, Wyoming, source for news. It is 8 o'clock. We check in with Fox News.